Jesus loved and cared for his mother, Mary. Tradition says he cared for her after Joseph died. And he helped run the family business, which, remember, it was a carpenter, Joseph. And he helped run the family business until he was about 30. And then that's when he started on his mission to proclaim the kingdom of God. But even then, he didn't forget his mother. Even on the cross, he remembered to ask his friend John to look after her. There must have been many times when Mary was puzzled and pained by her son's work. She had been warned of this when he was dedicated in the temple when he was a baby, and a man called Simeon foretold that a sword would pierce her heart also. So he didn't mean a real sword, but it meant pain like a sword piercing her heart when Jesus died. In this reading, the family of Jesus came to rescue him from the crowds of people. And we hear his words that true motherhood is something we are called to. He said this to his enlarged enlarge his family, not to deny it, calling all who follow him to love and care for each other with the very best of mother-like love. That story from the Bible was when Jesus and his mother, and probably the rest of their family as well, was invited to a wedding at Cana. And disaster struck because the wine at the wedding ran out before the end. So Mary said to Jesus, "Can you help?" And what she wanted him to do was to turn the water, which was there, into wine. So he was going to perform what we call a miracle. Now, Mary must have been a respected figure at the celebration because they told her about their problem. It's not really something you'd like to admit, that you've run out of food or you've run out of something to drink at a wedding, is it? This story is so well known that sometimes we miss the fact that it contains the only recorded words of Mary during Jesus' adult life. And do you remember what she said to Jesus? Well, she said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." So do whatever Jesus tells you. Just as our best mother instincts are a signpost towards a God who loves and cares for us, so this best advice from Mary takes us to the truth that we all need to listen and to follow the words of Jesus. Now, I expect your mums will tell you things to do, things that you must do and you mustn't do. Things like, tidy your bedroom. Does anybody get told that? Now, be honest. Right. What about, put on a warm jumper because it's cold outside. Right, yes, got that one as well. Don't forget to wash your hands. Right. Can you think of anything other things that your mother says to you? Yes, Abby. Clean your teeth, that's a very good one, because we don't want our teeth falling out, do we? Right, okay, yes. Clear them. That's another nice one. Eat with your mouth closed. Nobody wants to see all your chewed up food, do they? Right, yes. Tidy your bedroom, yes. Yes, Abby again. Turn the lights off. Yes, is that when you haven't been to go to bed, go to sleep? Yes, reading or playing when you're meant to be asleep in bed. Let's finish your homework, is an errand. Anybody in the guides? Your mum never tells you to do something. Ring me if you're going to be late. I bet they say that. Tell me where you are, because I worry about you. Yes. Make sure you're home before 9 o'clock. Right. And there's other things, aren't there? Like, don't talk to strangers. don't forget to say thank you. Any of the grown-ups got any ideas as well? Sorry? Drive safely, that's a very good one, isn't it? And do you know, however old you are, however old your mum is, she's always got lots of good advice for you, hasn't she? And we've got to remember to listen to people, especially our mums, because they love and care for us, and they want the best for us. So that was Jesus talking to the Jewish people and saying that God wanted to take care of them, look after them, but they wouldn't let him. And Jesus describes himself in that passage as a mother hen with her chicks. Has anybody ever seen a mother hen with her chicks? Anybody at all? Ah, some of you, yes. And have you noticed how the mother hen looks after the chicks? She keeps an eye on them and chases round after them. And if one wanders off, oh, she gets into a right state then and chases after them to bring them back. A mother's deepest instinct is to protect her children. And that's an echo of God's amazing love that goes to the very depths to rescue and protect us. And these heartfelt words of Jesus immediately precede the story of Easter week, when we witness the ultimate expression of the lengths to which God's sacrificial love will go. He gives up his only son for us. And as we look forward to the events of Easter, which are only 3 weeks away now, the story which I'm going to tell you now, I hope, will help to prepare us and give us a link from Easter to the sacrifice that mothers make for their young. And it's a story about a farmyard. Now, the farmyard was a peaceful place, safe and warm for the animals that lived there. They had a pig in a sty and some young calves in the big shed. The lambs were in a pen and the ducks on the pond, and the hens, well, they were just everywhere, clucking and pecking at the grain and the food scraps all around the yard. The hens were truly everywhere, except for one mother hen, and she was busy with her newly hatched brood of chicks. So they'd only just broken out of their shells, though they're very, very little. But they were fluffy and yellow and bundles of new life, looked after by their proud mum. So it was a typical, peaceful farmyard scene, a safe place to live, at least until one night, 3 weeks before Easter. All the animals had settled down to sleep when there was a strange new smell caught on the wind. It was unfamiliar and unpleasant, and it smelt dangerous. The mother hen woke up. She smelt it too. It was a smell of burning. Somewhere in the darkness of the night, a fire had begun, and it was spreading fast, helped by the fierce wind blowing. And the hay began to burn, the stubble began to burn, and the dry woods of the pens were soon ablaze. Well, the animals were terrified. The lambs bleated, the cattle lowed, the pigs snorted, the ducks were flapping and squawking, and the hens scurrying about in confusion. The mother hen had sensed the danger and drew her chicks about her, closer for safety. Surely the farmer would be alerted by now. He would come and rescue them from the corner of the barn. The mother hen sat tight and waited, too protective of her young chicks to move. The farmer did come, but not first to the barn. He brought water, and he brought some beaters to beat out the fire, and he and his friends did their best to douse the roaring flames and rescue the bigger animals. It was hard work. Exhausted, they had to be content just with containing the fire and waiting for dawn to see the damage. They rescued all they could. But what about the hen? When the farmer began the morning search of the ashes in the rain, sorry, the ashes in the barn, he spied something unusual. A sad lamp of feathers in one corner. The poor hen, overcome by the fumes and the heat, had died. But wait, the feathers moved. Something was alive. The farmer moved back the feathers, and out stumbled six little chicks, safe and sound, protected from harm by their mother's love. She had died so that they could be saved. She had given her life so that they would go on living. Now, that's a sad story, but it's also a happy story because the chicks were saved, weren't they? And they was protected by their mum. It's now only 3 weeks to Easter, and this one event, more than anything else, helped the farmer in our story to understand for the first time what Easter was really all about. The love of a parent, of God, or a mum or a dad for their children, that they would do anything to look after them and to keep them safe.